Good morning. Welcome to Vineyard Community Church virtually this morning. Let's worship God, yeah?
Stop You never stop working, never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. Never stop, never stop working. Never stop, never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. Never stop, never stop working. Never stop, never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. Never stop, never stop working. Never stop, never stop. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. You are. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. That is who. That is who you are. 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 You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are.
Well, good morning, everybody. So I'm so glad that you're with us here this morning, and I just want to welcome you here and just let you know that we've been thinking about you all week at Vineyard Community Church, and I've personally been praying for everybody, and especially all of our people in the medical field and our first responders and military and all of you who are out there on the battlefield, so to speak. Just know that we are praying for you. We're also praying for you, church family, that you don't have feelings of isolation and anxiety and everything else that's going on right now. So you are being prayed for whether you know it or not. Amen? So today is Palm Sunday. And Palm Sunday starts what we call Holy Week. And this was the day 2,000 years ago that Jesus allowed the people to publicly proclaim him as the Messiah. And it was a prophecy given by the prophet Daniel in the Old Testament, who foretold of this to the day he said that this would happen. And the religious leaders got so upset at this. Jesus was riding into town on a donkey, just as it was prophesied. The people were putting palm branches down on the ground for him to come through. And the religious leaders freaked out because they were proclaiming him as the Messiah. And Jesus told the religious leaders, if they don't do this, the rocks will cry out. Well, 5 days, 6 days later, what we call Good Friday now, the religious leaders made sure that Jesus was nailed to a cross. They were so upset with him because they knew that he was proclaiming to be the Son of God, the Messiah. Little did everybody else know that he was going to be raised from the dead 3 days later. So that is why we put our faith in Jesus. And that is why today is a very significant day. And so what I want to encourage you is, from today, clear up for the rest of the week, have some quiet time with God and meditate on the things that Jesus has done for you. Because this week is the crux of our faith. Nobody has done what Jesus has done. And also, this Friday, Good Friday, we're not going to be able to gather at the church, but we are going to have some live music for you, some worship. We'll have a little bit of prayer, maybe a couple of readings. But it's going to be, like we always do, just a time of worship and reflection for what Jesus has done. And then we'll come together, just like we are now, through the computer on Sunday morning. And we will celebrate Jesus in all his goodness. And I'm looking forward to that. I have a special message for you called Jesus in the Midst of Uncertainty. And obviously it's going to speak to us in this time. But my prayer is that it touches each one of us in a way that gives us hope in the midst of what's going on. So for today, though, we are continuing to promote our Easter offering, which, as some of you may know, some of you may not, our entire offering goes towards three different missions that Vineyard Community Church supports. We will be taking that offering this Sunday. You can't be here in person to drop a check off, but you can mail a check to the church. You can do it online via bill pay through your bank. You can go to our website, vineyard05.com. If you click on the giving tab, the designations are there for Haiti, Brazil, and Vietnam. And then you can also text to give. We will have emails going out to those of you who are on the list at the church on how to do this. Also, just go to vineyard05.com if you're interested in supporting any of these ministries. So the ministries are wheelchairs in Vietnam. So for $50 a wheelchair, you can put somebody who lives in Vietnam and Cambodia now in a wheelchair. These people are bedridden. Some of them can't even come out of their homes because they can't walk. And so for $50, you can help somebody become mobile. In Haiti, it costs $180 and you can feed a child for a year. Which, by the way, Henry Diani from the church oversees the Vietnam missions. Steve Fitter, he's our church treasurer on the board. Henry is also on the board. Steve oversees the Haiti missions. For $180, you can feed a child for 1 year. So think about that. I buy groceries for our family. There's four of us. Once a week, the cost of groceries for us, we could feed two children for a year. $180. And then in Brazil, I oversee the Brazil missions, and that is water filters. These water filters can last a lifetime as long as they're kept up. They keep the sand and everything kind of stirred around and cleaned up. I have been down there three times now with Richie Boutier, and he is the pastor at the Vineyard in Portel, Brazil. He oversees the water filter ministry. People living in the Amazon region are drinking, it's contaminated water. Just without getting into it, the water just, it's undrinkable. These water filters cost $195. You can give an entire family clean drinking water. People are getting sick from this water. These filters, they can last a lifetime. They'll last 10 plus years, $195. What's also wrapped up in that cost, this is really cool, is not only are you supplying a water filter for a family, but you are helping pay somebody who makes these water filters. They're concrete, they're heavy. Somebody makes these water filters. You are paying somebody to have a job, and you're also paying for Richie and his crew to transport these filters via boat on the rivers in the Amazon region. So there's a lot going on with that particular one as well. So listen, those are the three ministries, missions that we give to. Our entire Easter offering goes to that. So please be in prayer for that. And then today, what I want to do is I want to talk to you about giving. And we here at Vineyard Community Church, we understand that right now is a unique time, especially to be talking about giving. We don't even know. I'm taking it day by day. We don't know what next week's going to look like. We don't know what the stock market's going to do, what the economy is going to look like. But we also know that we have a church family here that understands what it means to give and to help those in need. Every year at Easter, we are so humbled because of how much you guys give to these ministries. The generosity is almost unmatched. And we are blessed to be a part of this church family. I love calling Richie when all of the money comes in for these ministries and saying, hey, here's how much we have. Here's how many water filters our church bought. And so it's a blessing. But I want to talk to you about giving because one of a proverb that has spoken to that struck a chord with me many years ago is out of chapter 19, and here's what it says. This is what God says. When you give to the poor, you are lending to the Lord, and He will repay you. First of all, I can't even imagine loaning something to God, right? Like God says to me, hey Chip, do you have 10 bucks I can borrow? You know, can you imagine loaning to God, loaning money to God? But here's the way I look at that. When you make an investment in something, there's always a return. And this is a spiritual principle that God has set up when it comes to giving. You can't outrun something like this. God says, listen, if you give to the poor, if you help the poor, you're loaning to me. You're investing into my kingdom. Well, you know, when you make an investment into some stocks, do you look for the companies that are struggling to invest your money in? Or do you look at the companies that are doing good and put your money there? You know, God is the ultimate of all. He never loses. He always wins. He's the best company out there. And so if you invest in His kingdom, you're investing in the best kingdom out there, the best company there is. And the thing is, God says He will repay you. Now, that's not the only reason why we should give, is so that He will repay us. But what I think it is what God is saying here is the most successful person out there, the doctor, the lawyer, the philanthropist, the CEO, they're no important in God's eyes than the person who is struggling in life, than the person who doesn't have any food in Haiti, who can't get out of the home in Vietnam because they can't walk, who is constantly sick because they're drinking contaminated water. Those are the people that I think God looks upon and says, they are important to me, just as important as these successful people over here. And it takes us to help these people that God sees are hurting. And when God sees that out of the goodness of our hearts, and because we know that it's the right thing to do, we help the hurting, the poor, the lowly. God says, I see that. And I will repay you because you are taking care of my creation. That's what that proverb is talking about. Now, getting back to this being a unique time, because it is, it's uncertain times for us. Maybe we don't feel like right now, I'm not too sure that I want to or that I should give right now because I don't know what next week's going to look like. Well, my prayer is that God opens up the heavens in such a way on Vineyard Community Church in this season that He is so pleased with us because of our giving in this unique time. I pray that God speaks to each one of us in a way that we say, no matter what is going on, I can help somebody in need. I can make sure it happens. Because you're investing in God's kingdom, His creation. You are helping. So what I want to do is I want to take a look at something King Solomon said about investments. As a matter of fact, King Solomon wrote that proverb that I just spoke about. But King Solomon was a king, and he was a prosperous. He was a successful king. He had a kingdom in Israel that was thriving. He was a good businessman. But before he really got started as a king, God came to him and said, Solomon, whatever you want, I will give to you. Ask of me and I'll give you whatever you want. Solomon didn't ask for riches. He didn't ask for glory. He didn't ask for success. He asked for wisdom. And I think because he asked for wisdom, I think that might have meant something special to God. Because Solomon wasn't looking for something materialistic or something to make him look good. Solomon said, I just want to make good decisions, God. I want to be the best that I can be for you, God. And so Solomon became known as the wisest man on earth. And he wrote three books in the Bible. He wrote most of the Proverbs. He wrote a book called Ecclesiastes, which we're going to look at. And then he wrote a book called Song of Songs, or Song of Solomon. That one's kind of a love story. But these are written in a poetic fashion. And Solomon also, as successful as a king that he wasn't without his own faults. And that's another thing that I think is so great about God. He doesn't look for the person who is perfect. He knows we're going to make mistakes. Solomon fell away from God for a while. And that's why he wrote the book of Ecclesiastes. Because the main theme in that book is, no matter what man does outside of God, everything is done in vain. When you live your life, no matter how successful you are, no matter how many good decisions you made, however many good things you've done, if it's apart from God, at the end of your days, it was all done in vain, because none of it will mean anything. And that was the theme in that. And Solomon, after coming back to God, I think had a chance to reflect on those times. And so he wrote this book, Ecclesiastes. And so I love this book because it has a lot of good nuggets in it of truth. But we're going to look at something in chapter 11. And I'm just going to look at verse 1. I love chapter 11 because it does talk about giving. It does have some spiritual principles when it comes to giving. But then also what Solomon says later on is listen, well, anyways, we'll just get into it. I get ahead of myself. I get excited. So, all right. So chapter 11, verse 1. Here's what Solomon says. Cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days. Give a serving to seven and also to eight, for you do not know what evil will be on the earth. What Solomon is describing here is basically investing in God, making an investment in particularly troubled times. And he says, listen, don't give just seven servings, give eight. And you will find it after many days. And also, guess what? You don't know what evil is going to fall upon the earth later on. Solomon is giving us a spiritual principle of giving set up by God. Listen, none of us knew, right? The entire world is under quarantine because of a virus. Who saw that coming? None of us did. And that's what Solomon is talking about here. He's describing an investment that will come back to us in particularly troubled times. Now, the last thing I want to sound like right now is a TV preacher that says, if you give to God, he'll give back to you double or more. I think those kinds of people abuse the spiritual principles of God for their own gain. And I don't care for that. But what I want you to understand here is this is a principle of giving set up by God for his people to thrive in and to live in and to understand. If we take care of the poor, if we take care of the needy, how much more will God take care of us as well? Amen? So one of the things that this one verse right here is talking about is those who are faithful in the good times and the difficult. Because it's easy to give when times are good, right? But what about right now in uncertain times? Is it as easy to think about the amount of money we might give? Or is it easier to say, maybe I should hold back just a little bit? Solomon said, don't hold back. Give extra. Go the extra mile. And that's something that Pastor Dave was talking about last week, is sacrificial giving. You know, that's another level of giving. But listen, there's no getting around the fact that our surroundings are going to change. We're in the midst of changed surroundings right now. And there are some things that we can't change. For instance, there are times in our lives when we are caught up in life spirals out of control, none of which is of our own fault, right? There are times when it's our fault, but sometimes, particularly right now, life is chaotic. We're caught up in this vortex of life that we didn't even ask for. We don't know how we got swept up in this, and we can't control it. But what we can do is we can control our response to it. So are we going to allow what's happening right now with this virus to dictate how we live our lives? Or are we going to control our response to it by saying, listen, even though I'm living in uncertain times and troubling times, there are people that are far more worse off than I am. And my church family takes up an offering once a year to help those people. And this is that time right now. And this is where our spirit of trust and adventure comes into play with God. You see, because this is a God-designed spiritual principle set up by God, that when we give to the poor, He will supernaturally take care of us when hard times come. God said it in Proverbs, and He's saying it again in Ecclesiastes. Solomon wrote both these, but he's saying this through Solomon. Solomon says, give, and give extra, for it will come back to you. Also, he says, you don't know what evil will fall upon the earth. And if you give to God's kingdom, God will see in the future when you need it, and He'll take care of you. This also reminds me of a passage in the New Testament, in the book of Galatians chapter 6, that says, it tells us not to become weary of doing good. For in due season, we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Church, my encouragement for you right now is not to lose heart in the times that we're in right now. Don't give up. Don't give up because of doing good, and don't give up because of what you're hearing on the news and everything else. Stand strong, and let's make sure that we as a church family take care of those who need the help. Nobody knew the entire world was going to be quarantined. But I wonder how many people right now are reaping the spiritual benefits of God because they gave in the past. Maybe because of last year's Easter offering. We don't know. Or if you give now, you give because it's the right thing to do. You give because you want to help God's creation, who is in not as good shape as we are. And in the future, God will take care of us. It's a spiritual principle. We can't outrun it. That's just the way it is. God designed it. So listen, in closing, we have children in Haiti who are able to eat for a year because this church family supports them. We have people in Vietnam and Cambodia who are able to be put in wheelchairs and become mobile because this church family supports them. And we have people in the Amazon region in Brazil who are drinking clean water and no longer sick because this church family supports them. I'm asking you today to help Vineyard Community Church make a miracle happen during this difficult time in Haiti, Vietnam, and Brazil. And I'm praying that we can come together and we can be a blessing to those less fortunate than us, because when we give to the poor, we are lending to the Lord. Amen? Let's pray. Lord God, I just thank you for everything you do for us, God. I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for those that you are speaking to right now, Lord Jesus, on how much to give. I thank you, Jesus, for taking care of us through this time of uncertainty. And also, I speak to the health and well-being of all of those in our church family and beyond, those listening and watching right now. I ask, Lord God, that your blessings would abound. God, that you would be revealed and glorified during this time, and that people would search your name and seek your voice in this time. And we thank you for that. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So listen, normally at this time, I would say at this time we'll have our ushers come forward and we'll take our offering. But we can't do that right now. But church, we are still operating here. We still have bills to pay. We still have things going on. We still have We're still doing the best that we can do to provide services for you and let you know that things are okay and making contact through the internet. So, you know, please just pretend that right now is the time where you take our offering. And I'm just asking you, you know, go to our website, vineyard05.com, mail something into the church, whatever you would normally do, text to give, whatever form of giving you use. And I'm also asking God that you would bless that in Jesus' name. So now we're gonna go over and we're going to close out with a couple songs of worship. God bless you. We love you guys. Can't wait to see you next week.
To be near you is more than I could ask. I love your presence, Lord. I hope this lasts. You lead me by still waters, restore my soul. Surround me with your blessing. Your love takes hold. Sing Jesus. Jesus, my Lord, you're all around me. Sweet Holy Spirit, you're all around me. All around me. Father, you found me. You found me. You found me. You found me.
I hope this lasts. You lead me by still waters, restore my soul. Surround me with your blessings. Your love takes hold. Your love takes hold. Your love takes hold. Da da. may find it hard, I will trust you too.
Though I walk through the valley, I will fear no death.
Surely love and goodness follows all the days I have left.
All the days I have left. All the days I have left. All the days I have left. Jesus, my Lord, you're all around me. Sweet Holy Spirit, all around me, all around me. Father, you found me. You found me. You found me. You found me. I've been restored to the love of God. Thought it was the end, but it's just begun. I'm a sinner saved by the grace of God, not for what I've done or for what I've not. You, my Jesus, you. My strength and fortress, my hope and purpose, I've been restored to the love of God. Thought it was the end, but it's just begun. I'm a sinner saved by the grace of God, not for what I've done or for what I'm not. You, my Jesus, my strength and fortress, my hope and purpose, you are all this and more.
Thank you for worshiping with us, guys. It's really great seeing you all here. And we're going to do the benediction, right? Who knows it by heart? let's do it the best of our abilities. Here we go. Everyone, put your hands up. May the Lord bless you and keep you.
May his face shine upon you and be gracious to you.
And may he lift up his countenance upon you
and give you peace.
Yeah, we got it. Woo! Thank you, guys. Have a great rest of your Sunday.